evening. And brothers and sisters, welcome to a candlelight service of lessons and carols. Like a lot of the best things in life, the lessons and carols has elements that stay the same every year and have been the same for hundreds of years. A series of scripture readings and song, an evening of word, silence, and music. But it's also one where each year we're able to change some of the liturgy, to change some of the players. And just like family traditions, it brings meaning. Something old and something new. I welcome you to be a part of this. If this is your first time here at Essex Center United Methodist Church, welcome. My name is Mitchell, and it is my privilege to be the equipping pastor here. And a lot of the folks you see around here are all the other ministers of this church, all of whom are learning how better and better to live lives like the life of Jesus. And tonight we remember that what we're about tonight is birthing Christ in our own lives and in our world. So I welcome you to that evening. All of the music will be up on the wall, but it's also in the hymnal if you are a reader of music. And our liturgy will all be in the bulletin. And I invite you to stand and join with me in our call to worship that's in the bulletin. The world is on the edge, taut with expectation.
Breathless with imminence, caught up in anticipation.
Something is going to change. Something.
Something hovers just out of sight, beyond our imagining.
Beyond our dreaming, beyond our hoping.
God moves.
And we are on the brink of the incredible. Come
Emmanuel, come.
Lord, in love.
all may be seated. For 4 weeks, we have been lighting a series of candles on the Advent wreath, preparing a way for the coming of the Christ child tonight. Tonight we light those 4 candles again, and also the middle candle, the Christ candle, to represent Jesus' presence among us tonight. And we'll have some of our youngest folks helping out. And was there a long lighter behind you right here? Oh, there it is. Yes, ready? Yes. We are doing this without a net.
I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten or in peril or in pain, that it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way towards flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. We welcome the light. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark, that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming or arrive in a shape that you did not foresee. We welcome the light. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. We welcome the light. May we lift our faces to let it find us. We welcome the light. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. We welcome the light. May we open and open more and open more still to the blessed light that comes.
Thank you. the lessons and carols, each reader can come up to the lectern. And begin reading. We won't be announcing what the scripture readings are or the carols.
Then God said, "Let us make humanity in our image, according to our own likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humanity in God's own image. In the image of God, they were created, male and female. God created them. Then God saw everything that God made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening came and the morning came, making the sixth day.
We'll remain seated for each of the hymns for the rest of the night.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Thank you. there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But he will do right in the cause of the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole. And the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, Though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore God shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting was this. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. And therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Even if I don't see it again, nor ever feel it, I know it is. And that if once it hailed me, it ever does. And so it is myself I want to turn in that direction. Not as towards a place, but it was a tilting within myself. As one turns a mirror to flash the light to where it isn't, I was blinded like that and swam in what shone at me. Only able to endure it by being no one, and so specifically myself, I thought I'd die from being loved like that.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you. Augustus, that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. What are you silently pondering and treasuring in your heart tonight on the threshold of Christmas? What will you bring to the birth? What will you leave behind? And so we take the ragged fragments, the patches of darkness that give shape to the light, the scraps of desires unslaked or realized, the memories of spaces of blessing, of pain. And so we gather the scattered pieces, the hopes we carried, fractured or whole, the struggles of birthing, exhausted, elated, the places of welcome that bring healing and life. And so we lay them at the threshold, God. Bid you hold them, bless them, use them. Ask you tend them, mend them, transform them to keep us warm. Make us whole and send us forth.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through the Word. And without the Word, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Brothers and sisters, I invite you to form a circle around our sanctuary. Please bring your bulletin and your candle. As you're gathering in a circle, I want to remind folks that we're not taking a formal offering tonight, but there are plates in the back. If you would like to give something tonight, the offering will be going to Meals on Wheels and to the Pastor's Relief Fund for local needs. It's easy, after all the songs and poetry tonight, to think that 2,000 years ago was somehow different, some kind of storybook time, but it was a time just like our time. It was a time of mighty empire and small, powerless states, a time of great wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, with slavery and poverty for the rest. It was a time of political intrigue and cynicism. It was into a world like that, it was into a world like ours, that the light came, that the word came, that life came. The light broke into a world just like ours. Not in Rome, but in Bethlehem on the edge of empire. Not among kings and princes, but among peasants. An unmarried girl with a scandalous pregnancy. God chose to enter into the most unexpected people and places, and God chooses to do the same today and tonight. I invite you to open yourselves to the light of the world. I'll take a light off the Christ candle. And we will share it around. If you, when you are lighting your candle, hold your candle horizontally, and the person with the light, hold theirs vertically. And try not to burn the plastic. Let yourselves be the unexpected places where God chooses to enter tonight and this coming year.
Thank you. small light you may be, but be a light nonetheless. Be an Advent candle, a living sign of the coming of Christ, shining with Christ's grace. Let yourself become transparent to the glory of God. Let all that you do tonight be light. Someone walking in deep darkness will see and give thanks. As you go tonight, remember the fragility of this one light that you carry, but the amazing glow it gives when other people's lights are added to it. As you go, please blow out the candle and drop them in the baskets by the doors. And I will very quickly go grab a lantern to light, and if the wind is permitting, to send off into the sky as a symbol of the light that, even though we blow out these candles, will continue to glow. Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.